Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, bro.
Savings time, you know, kind of staying lighter in the evenings. and kind of been a little warmer, but been getting a little mixed snow, mostly snow. I haven't really rained or nothing yet, but kind of got a little warmer. Muddy as hell outside, though, tell you that much. And appreciate everybody for coming and tuning in, and shouts out to everybody around the world, across the ocean, wherever you're at, tuning in. Red Air Shirt, Berlin, Stinchula, and Frankfurt. Even got a Wombly down there in Venezuela, woman. And others that tune in, even, you know, people that don't speak English, they tune in and get a program translated. But besides that, across the country, there's people, plus all the haters tune into us. You've been noticing that, haven't you? They tune in and look for stuff to criticize, but that's all right. You know, I don't care if they don't like it. They still help out. You know, when you get ratings, they don't go by how many people hate you and how many people love you. It's all one bundle. So those haters, come on over, you know. Make us look good, you know. So, like I said, we got all them haters, and but you never know, you know. Some people really get into it, really get into hate really bad, you know, and no telling where it could lead them to, you know. And you know, kind of got to watch out, but I'm always. That's my nature, you know. You know, come creeping around or something or whatever. You know, my dogs are kind of let me know and come around, you know. I think they're a little racist too. If you're Washichu, they would bark, you know. You know, so. It's all right, though, you know. But like I said, if you wanna be a hater, it's all right. Tune in. Just don't expect me to spend time arguing with you. You know, this ain't a arguing show. You know, I'm not gonna have an arguing show either. You know, so. Just, but if you want to come and listen, you know, I won't waste my time going listening to your show if you're a hater or something, you know. I don't go listen to hardly anybody because most people, what I found out from what I see, even people doing radio shows, the information they give you is what they read. You know, most information I share with you is not what I read, it's what I know, you know. And if I read something, I might tell you I read it. It don't mean I believe it either, but I ain't going to sit here and say, yeah. And then say, well, where'd you hear that from? Well, I read it. It was on the news. Or it was this. It was that. When you come tell me that, you know, I got your number once you do that, you know. Don't come over and share what you know is good. If you don't know it, you know, say you don't know it, but don't act like you know it just because you read it, you know. That's the main thing, you know. You know, try to be, we need to try to be as truthful as we can. you know, and I like to keep it that way if I can, you know. So, you know, most of the good thing is I got Tahashi and my brother on the line too, so if I start trying to fib, they're going to line me out, you know. And you know, talking about stuff, you know, I was reading, you know, Tahashi's always talking about this, you know, the Indian Child Welfare Act, how the Washichu's trying to accuse us of being racist for having the Indian Child Welfare Act. You know, I don't know where they get that from, but that's how ignorant they are, you know. The Indian Child Welfare Act was probably the only thing that the government was doing. They never did it 100%, but there were cases where they did, you know, they did use the Indian Child Welfare Act in some good ways, you know, because, you know, just because somebody died or somebody's not, or somebody went to jail, or somebody ain't rich, so they take away the kids and just go give them to a white man or some other culture to raise. You know, that ain't good. I don't agree with that, and a lot of my people don't either. You know, it's like, you know, some white people. Here, some white people brought a Vietnamese kid from Vietnam, brought over right away. They have no kind of common sense. They start feeding this Vietnamese kid American stuff, corn flakes and stuff. And this kid can't eat it. This kid can't eat it. You know, metabolism ain't set up for that. But they're, oh, you better eat. You eat. This is good food, you know, just because they eat it. And the little girl got sick and was throwing up and had anal problems and everything because her body wasn't digesting, you know. And finally they gave that kid up because they got sick and, you know, blamed it, you know. And another one, a Russian kid. They brought a Russian kid over here. Same way. Started expecting this child. So anyway, they go bring the kid over, abuse it for 6 months, then send him back to Russia. And the Vietnamese kid, they can't send him back to Vietnam because they don't know where they got it from. You know, so the kids over here, kind of like juvenile hall, you know, call them, you know, these foster homes. And foster homes ain't good places to be, you know. My Talkosha was in a foster home, and he said he used to walk past, and his foster parents would be in there budding with the door open, you know. If you don't know what bunning is, you can, you know, inbox or something. But bunning, you know, just imagine that, bunning, two and two together. Anyway, you know, it's really strange how if your kid's raised by another culture, and that was the reason for this. You know, I mean, we all just don't, you know, my metabolism, I tell you that, I know I got a different metabolism than, first of all, you can really tell it because I can't handle alcohol. You know, a lot of things that Washichu has, I can't handle it. That's why I'm against taking their shots and all that, you know. About all this stuff, but let me get on over here because I start going, you know. And
boom. Yeah, start bunning.
Boom, boom. No bunning on the air, Bimber. No bunning on the air.
You heard me.
I mean,
that's a good one. I didn't hear that for a while. Yeah, bunny.
Yeah, no bunny. One time I went to California with my drummer, you know, my rock band. He's a res boy. He don't know. So he talks all res. We're over there talking to some, you know, over there visiting around California people. And here this Mexican guy from California, I know, he says, hey, man, what's bunning? I started laughing. I said, why? He says, Donnie keeps saying he gets in trouble. He gets accused for bunning all the time. He said, I don't know what he means by that. What's bunning, you know? And Donnie, since he's on the res, he thinks everybody knows what bunning is. You know? Just like one time, Thanksgiving, we didn't have some canned corn or something, I forget. Said, hey, run up to so-and-so's up there and ask them if they have extra Kamad can of corn and stuff. So little kid took off up the hill and was gone and came back and said, hey, where's it? Did you get it? He said, he was really breathing hard. I went in there, but he said, I walked in there and him and this girl, they went, hey, bunnin. So I just said, they were easy bunning. So I just got, you know. So he didn't get the cat, you know. He walked in on him, you know. Anyway, we better say a prayer to help us along, or we'll get off in the deep end here. You know, so go ahead. And hey, wait a minute before you take off. Let me holler. Hey, Wayne, they're gonna pray now, okay? He's always out. Did they pray? Okay. So where was you at? All right, go ahead.
I will say a prayer and we'll get started here. Poyatunka shlatokantranka petua. You piakel unyaka hipunkuvo pilatunka eunkenichatunkashla. Now took textil, alechtai to kitunkashla, wakanja, novokun tunkashla. Then in a mitaki took textil unyong lena yohilatunkashla.
Hey, you know what? I'm telling you, people are going wild. This guy called up a taxi cab driver. When the taxi cab driver picked him up, he raped the taxi cab driver. Can you imagine
Man.
That? I wonder if the taxi cab driver was a dude or a woman. You know, don't say that. Just
Jesus,
that he raped
Christ.
The taxi cab driver, and he got caught. You know.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Is it that desperate? That desperate? See, I'm talking like a res guy. I didn't say desperate. I said, is it that desperate?
Really, really desperate out there, Kirsty. I mean,
yeah, really desperate out there. You know, got that res what do you call it? Accent. Really, really desperate out there.
Yeah, because it's that bad. You, I mean, people are are going nuts everywhere. Ever since that Washington Trump got into office, man, there's all kinds of things going on. And because of cameras and what's going on, more and more people are getting busted, the truth's coming out. And that's what it is, the social media or whatever they call that. They're busting a lot of people doing these ugly things. It's been like that for, think about this. This invasive species that we talk about, this Washitu. That's why we say Nagi Chola. They don't have no Nagi. That's why they're the way they are, mm-hmm. See. And these people, it's a learned process. We're not born like that. They learned this from these Washitus and their way of life. That's why they're the way they are. They got no value for human. And that's what I'm saying. Look at what they did to the Native American. The Pope up there in Canada is supposed to make an appearance to the Native Americans up there again because they just found, 150 graves again at a school up there. And he's supposed to come down and make some kind of a speech again to those Native people. And that's besides that 250 that they found just before that. And he came down and made half an apology then, but he didn't want to answer questions. And they said he's going to do it again because it was a Catholic-run school where this happened. And there's no denying it. And he talks about it before. But yet he doesn't want to, change his doctrine of discovery or anything like this, like even his constitution they say constitution. But yet they still recognize us as savages. Why is that? And then they want to put the Indian Child Welfare Act in the Supreme Court where the Hasapawian and these Washitu sitting up there making a decision on what's good for our kids. Think about relocation. Think about force. My grandpa said when they sent him to Carlisle when he was young, and it was cattle trains. It wasn't no fancy. They make it sound good like a train. He said they were putting cattle trucks and shipped to Carlisle with the cornhusk bed. And that's how they shipped them to Carlisle. And it still continues to this day. Why is it these families that of these Washitus that want Indian kids, why is it that they have these crude oil people like ExxonMobil and those ones? Their lawyers are the ones representing these Washitu people. Why is that? See? What is it? They're after land. See? Once they get a hold of our kids and they could do what they want, they're gonna brainwash them to where there's no more Lakota. See? That's what this is about. And now they put in the Supreme Court. We've never gotten a fair shake in the Supreme Court. Never. Because it's stacked against us. It's always been, even these Catholic churches are like that. But yet they're putting it there. What is that? And look at this Pope supposed to make an apology. For what? It doesn't, his apology don't mean nothing. Why don't he take that doctrine of discovery and do away with that? Put it out of its misery, throw it away. So they could, the Supreme Court and the Congress, whatever, can't use that to say this land is theirs. That's what they use against us, to steal our kids, to steal our land. And they're still doing it. But yet you get people like this Pope coming in. What good is he? He's just another Washitu, lying Washitu, claims to be sacred. What's so sacred about him when he lies to the people? And that's the thing with these Washitus. They lie. They're nothing but liars. Why can't they admit what they, they blame Hitler and they blame Putin for all this wrongdoing. Oh, they got crimes against humanity charge on Putin now, whatever the hell it was. Why don't they put that on all these presidents, even Obama? Look what he did up there in North Dakota. Why don't they put that on these people? Then they say, a sovereign nation, whenever they want our land for drilling or oil or minerals, they're sovereign. They could make this deal. Why is that? These Washingtons, they've never treated us right. Look at Lincoln. Gave an executive order to wipe out all Indians, north, south, east, and west. And the military was on the move when Booth killed it. And yet he sprayed the sleeves. Shit. Look at the 38 Dakota people he hung. That, he knew they didn't do it, but yet he still did it because he wanted to continue being the president of the United States, the white president. That's why he did that. These are things. And then that Pope wants to come down here and act all holier than thou. You know, these kids that they're buried, there's a bunch of them here in America also that nobody looks into. These so-called white Americans, they've done worse than Hitler ever has done. How many millions of Native Americans has the United States government, military killed in the name of the Constitution? It's never applied to us because we're the landlords. They've never admitted wrongdoing. They still, look at how they are now. Look at all these preacher men. Look at all these church people. They call themselves church people, holier than thou. But yet none of them has ever returned any land or paid Indians fairly for anything that they've ever stolen. Not one. Not one of them. And yet they're going to believe a so-called pope that comes on and is going to make a hollow apology to the natives in Canada? What about here in America? You know, these things, look at all that's going on now. You know, like Tunshi was saying, taxi cab driver gets raped. You know, what are they going to do to that white boy? If he's a white boy, he's going to walk. Like that guy that was bunning that girl behind the trash can, raped the girl in the trash can. But they were worried about his future because he was a white boy. You know, they never give us breaks like that. But because it's a Washichu, we don't want to ruin his future. You know, these are the things. The evilness continues because that's how they are. That's who they are. And they don't even want to look at that. They don't even want to look at us as humans. We had to go to the Supreme, Washington Supreme Court. An Indian had to prove that he was human. And he got spit on and things thrown at him all the time. He waited for the Nebraska Supreme Court to decide if he was human or not. That's how they've been treating us. There's all these Indians, so-called Indians, that, oh, Indian child. You know, when that was going on, I had a niece that cried in front of Congress telling her story about how they stole her babies and they wouldn't give them back. Then Indian Child Welfare Act comes out. But because of big money, these states, they continuously tell the Indians, sue us, because they know that money that they have, they don't want to share with Indian Child Welfare Act. It all boils down to money. There's big money in Indian children. So whose favor is it going to go in? Me, myself, I ain't got no trust in that Supreme Court. They've never done no favors to us. Even when they're going to hear a treaty, what do? Oh, we can't get involved. That's for Congress. See, we know that they're breaking the law, but we can't get involved because that's Congress's doing. See, they know these Washichus are stealing land, but they ain't trying to stop it. The Supreme Court's doing this. They're not stopping it. They're blaming Congress. These Indians have to go in front of Congress and make their case to them. We can't get involved in a treaty contract. It's like a contract. You know? All these things, look at what's going on. America is an evil, these Washichus here in America are evil people. It's plain and simple. And yet, like Tunshi said, they want to call in and start hating on us for telling the truth of who they are and what they're doing. You know, why are they lying about Putin and Russia? These things. Hitler only did what Americans did to the Native Americans. That's where he got idea.
Tashi. Yeah. Here's the deal.
here's the deal. You know, children were kidnapped and taken by the white race.
Yep.
They were taken away, and now they're finding their bodies under the schools and all that. And not just here, but up in Canada and all over. You know, that ain't counting what they did even in South America and different places where they also did that too. But here in this country, the ones who are griping the loudest, they did, you know, you see, they're throwing smut on those Russians because the Russians actually aren't kidnapping these kids, you know, a lot of, and besides that, these kids are Russians anyway. They're not like Indians taken by Russians or black kids. They're Ukrainian and Russians are all the same, you know? And you know, it's a way different deal. But even if it was, even if he was like, say, kidnapping hospital kids or Indian kids or Arab kids or another culture kids, the Americans did it way before he did, you know? But he's not doing that.
And
you know, he's not doing that. They're not doing that. But look it. When our kids go to school, where are they going to school at? I mean, they got white teachers right on the res. And just like, it's just like this. They're racist. I was reading an article a while ago that some lady complained to a Korean woman for sending her kid to school. She said, they need to change what they put in his lunch bag because it's creating a disturbance and issue with the other kids. And besides that, it smells, you know,
Jesus Christ.
It smells. Yeah. And I remember one time when I went to school, the teacher got, you know, they made fun of us for having gabubu bread.
Yeah.
You know, because our sandwiches wasn't white bread and sliced down with lettuce hanging out of it, you know. We gabubu bread. But, you know, and whatever we had in the middle of it. So, and that gabubu bread is filling, man. You eat one piece of gabubu bread. And mom would put potted meat in it or tuna fish something, you know. That was pretty damn good, you know. But
some of the best.
The other kids be looking, the white kids. Mexican guys are saying, hey, give me some of that, man. You know.
Mexican, they know what it is.
But white kids, you know, they want to make fun of us for everything because we're not, you know, we ate gabubu bread, you know. Well, the white, like right now in North Carolina, they're trying to make an Indian kid cut his hair, you know, for having braids. He's a dancer, powwow dancer. You know, and he's wearing braids and they're trying to make him, he's in first grade now and the boy's hair has to be neat and above the collar in the school he's at, you know? So his parents are fighting, but you know what? They better watch out because over here in Kilgore last year, they didn't complain about it. They just cut the kid's hair before the kid showed up home with his haircut. You see, by the time you get to arguing, they already did the damage. So they better make sure that kid don't step in that school again if they got that kind of logic, you know? Yeah. You know, because the Washishu's wicked, man. You know, I went – You know, I went up to get a job in Rapid City, a management job for Common Sense. This was years ago. And the guy said, you know, I have a college degree and all that in business, accounting and stuff. So I went in there and applied, you know. And here, the guy said, yeah, he said, everything's good. He said, only one thing, you got to cut your hair. I said, cut my hair? Damn, don't be farting on the air. Well, that was a mean one, bro.
Damn.
Huh?
Damn.
Or was that you? Or who was that, Philip? Huh? Somebody really did. But anyway.
There's a bike that went by, can't you?
blame it on the bike, huh? Okay.
Hey, really?
There's a Harley.
There's a Harley, a Honda Davidson that just flew by.
Yeah, even got my brother sticking up for you. You know what?
Well, we're sitting right here by the street, man.
Well, maybe it was him.
blaming Tenucci now. Come on, man.
Anyway, you know, I told the guy, I said, you know what? You're up here in the Black Hills. This is Indian Treaty land, and you're telling me to cut my hair? He said, nothing personal. He said, it's just the policy we have. You have to cut your hair. You can't have it like that.
And
I said, you know, I said, you know what? I better not do that because you're a liar. I said, you know, what if I cut my hair and you don't give me the job? Oh, if you cut your hair, you got the job. I said, yeah, all right. You know,
yeah.
I said, you people have been known to lie. Racists are liars. And you're being a racist right now telling me to cut my hair. So I don't believe racists. You know, so I guess I'll just move on. How with this trying to get this job, and I left, you know. But see, what if I did cut my hair? That would guarantee me having the job.
Yeah.
Not with them. But you see, that's how they are. They've got this kid in North Carolina, you know, what school is it? Some kind of illegal in North Carolina Wilmington. Anyway, this is happening right now. This just happened right now. It's current news. And they're doing it, you know? They're doing this now in 2023.
Kid?
You know?
Cut it there.
You know?
But that's what I say, these Washitos, they don't understand that our hair has a spiritual connection. When they cut their hair, they lose that. They don't understand that your hair is a totally different spirit than who you are. Washitu has no understanding of nature at all. They're bald headed. That's what they want everybody to be bald headed.
But here's the issue. Parents don't know that.
Yeah.
They're arguing it because he's a power dancer. His parents are so far behind. And this is the problem with all natives, indigenous in this country. They don't even know our creation, our spirituality, and why we have long hair, how it connects with the stars and everything. It's like a big satellite dish, you know, our hair.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, even the Washitu knew that Samson, when he cut his hair, man, he was nobody till he grew his hair back, you know. They cut his hair. So they must, you know, there's some of them that do know your hair But why don't the parent, why ain't his parents telling him that?
Yeah.
Instead, yeah, they're saying, well, he's a power dancer, you know, blah, yeah, blah, blah. Well, so he only has long hair because he's a power dancer? But you see, these Indian people don't know why they... I appreciate the fact that she's letting him grow his hair and braiding it and all that. But she's only doing it because she's proud that he's Indian. But she don't know why we got it.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You know? And these Indian families all across the country are the same way. They don't even know nothing. But, I mean, I'm happy that they're letting their kids grow hair and trying to be Indian and all that. But they need some education themselves so they can fight this issue once and for all. You can't ever, they beat it here in this school and it pops up at another school and another school and another school because the fight has to be one thing, you know? And anyway, they said the school system, they said wearing his hair in a bun or braids is faddish, whatever the hell faddish means. Let me see. That might be a, wait, hold on here. Let me get over here. That might be a question for Philip and our Wayne. What the hell is faddish? I know what bunning is, but I don't know what faddish is.
They're trying to say it's too stylish. They're trying to say it's too stylish, you know?
Oh, okay, too stylish.
Yeah, that's all it is. They're trying to say that the kid's a trendsetter.
Oh,
like
fat.
Trying to set a new fad.
The word
yeah.
fat, the fat is in front, faddish. It sounded kind of Israeli to me, you know, kind of Jewish to me, Israelish, you know, faddish. I didn't pick up that part. I know what, like I said, I know what bunning is.
Hey,
you know what fat is,
hey, Wombly, the same people who are making these policies about having long hair in schools for the children and whatnot, and it needs to be cut. You see, these are the same type of people, just like that one invasive species guy who was on the air last week. You know,
yeah.
You just give him a little bit of an inch, just to come on in, and sure enough, he just rolls right out. You know, people just invade your space and telling you how you should act and how you should worship and everything else. You know,
that's a perfect example, bringing up that guy from last week, coming in and accusing us of being liars, accusing us of, and the guy said, we're even calling them up. He said, your people are calling me up. Hell, we don't got his damn number, and if we did it, throw it in the trash. His number don't mean nothing, you know? But that's a good point you brought up, because not only him, Tosh, you remember in the past we let another, a different guy on the air, and he went on about Jesus Christ and all that. Remember that? And you... Or am I still here? Anyway, but yeah, there's, you know, that happened before, you know, is what I'm saying, you know. Can you guys hear me? Am I all right, Wayne?
I can hear you just fine. He might have pulled a Wayne
last week. Yeah. He probably had to clean up after that one he let on the air. No, I'm just...
That's a serious Harley.
I'm a cold mofo, you know. but anyway, yeah, that guy from last week, and then there's guys, every time they come on this show, they don't know how to communicate with us. They don't know how to have a, what's that fancy word, a dialogue. They don't know how to do all this. So their whole idea is to get on our case because we're not Christian and because we're not American, you know? And You know what I mean?
Hey, Wombly.
That's
Hey, Wombly,
yeah.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, you know, what I was trying to get at was, you know, the same people making these school policies and, you know, the guy getting on the air, it's the same people. Nothing's going to change.
Yep. Yeah, I hear you, because that's how they all are. The same issue with them wanting this kid to cut his hair. The same issue with the Indian Child Welfare Act telling us we're racist because they
you put it up.
You know, the Washichu. Yeah. You see, it's the same.
This hair that you're talking about, this, you know, a lot of these people don't understand. There was a study, extensive study done by the United States government from the Calvary days, World War I into World War II on hair and how it affected the people. And why was it that these scouts back in the day with long hair, trackers, and they were some of the best trackers in the world, leading into World War I, same thing. And into World War II, when they cut these GIs' hair that were trackers and stuff, they lost all sense of that tracking ability. This was done all the way. So the United States government has done an extensive study on hair and why these Indians have long hair. But yet they don't want to put it out there because they're bald heads. I guess they're ashamed of who they are because they don't have. Look at these, even these Hasafas, you know what I mean? But it's a spirit all in itself that takes care of us, our hair, and it's a God given gift. That's what these Indian parents don't understand. Wakantunka gave us that. See, so it's not the powwow. It's not any of these other things. It's a gift given. That's why they say people want to use it as religion. Basically, that's what it is. It's a God-given gift to the Lakota people for that. See? And it was proven by the United States government, but they don't put it out there because they're ashamed of it.
Yeah, you know, you better be. They better watch out. They might go around those poor lions in the zoos. They might shave their mane off. You know, too savage. You know? A bunch of
funny
lions running around. You know, getting too savage.
You know.
Now I learned a new word, so I'll be throwing that at you. Fattish. But
those, you know, so those are things. And the more these Indians in United States understand what traditional really means. This kid with the long hair, it's good that he powwows, but that's not the reason why he has long hair. It's something that comes with us. It's a native, it's a Lakota thing, a native thing that should be protected at all costs. And these parents, look at my boys, all my boys, even my grandkids, they all have long hair, and I don't want nobody touching them, period. I don't care who it is. And if they don't want them somewhere, that's fine. I don't care. They don't have to have them there.
You know, right here at the school here, Rosebud, one time, they wanted to cut my son's hair. So they said that he had their excuse they used was he had bugs in his hair. He had bugs.
Yep.
So you know what I did? I told his mom, I said, take him straight to the doctor. She took him to the doctor and asked him if he's got any bugs there. And the doctor said he didn't have no bugs in his head.
So
I told the school that. He ain't got no bugs in his head. So you're a liar, you know?
Yeah.
And,
yep.
You know, they even here, like I said, they're trying that, you know? you know. So you know, this is what 2023, and look at this Washichu ain't from here. They're invasive species. They're from over there. Why are they over here telling us what to do? You know, they don't even want to budge an inch. That's why this guy came on the radio show last week. He, you know, his first word, he didn't come out in peace. He came out, "You're a liar." He started, "You're a liar." Remember? I said, "Damn, Wayne, you're getting off on me, huh?"
Thanks. Anytime.
Hey, Wayne, did you hear that guy? You said he listened to him, huh? He had a voice. It wasn't like yours now that I listened to it, but suddenly this voice came out of nowhere, and he did have kind of some kind of similarity. Now, you know, I don't want to disrespect you or nothing, but something about him shocked me, because he's from Tennessee or someplace over there, and he really
from North Carolina
too.
Yeah, I think he's from North Carolina.
Really,
yeah.
You know, it's crazy when you look at this whole situation. You know, look at it this way. They use that, they got bugs, as an excuse to try to get to these Indian kids. But if you look at World Wars and stuff, the reason why they cut their hair was because they didn't want them to be, like you were saying, buggy and dirty, and it was easy to just get up and haul ass, not wash nothing, not do anything. See? But yet they blame the hair for being dirty. So white man up to this day still looks at it as that. It's a dirty. No, it's not a dirty thing. Like I was saying, it's a God-given gift to us. And because they're bald, think about those guys that used to put on those wigs and act like they had long hair when they prosecuted people in England and all these places. Why was that? See? It's because they wanted to look like they were wise men, see? But because they were shla-shla, look like old Hakte dogs, you know, they think we should all be like that, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, at Holy Rosary, when we ran away from school, shit, we looked kind of hocked in, man. They used to run that clipper through our hair. I have bald spots and everything, man. You know, the way they treated us. And I mean, it's crazy, Larry. You've probably been through that too. Have big old bald spots, you know. You know, because we ran away from school, you know. And that was our punishment. They took our hair because they didn't like what we did. It was a form of punishment that the Washichus used to us Indians, you know, and they still try to enforce that today. They're full of shit, you know, and that those people should look at it as a God-given. It's a religious thing, if you want to put it that way, you know. We got protections for that. We're Native. We're not Washichu, you know, and we are who we are. We're a sovereign people. And these guys trying to use power. Power is way after the fact. That's a new thing. That's a new age. Power is a new age thing. Before then, it was a religious thing. It's a living thing. Our hair is a living thing and has to be protected. That's what it is. And I don't care what anybody says. These Washichus down here in California, the schools and stuff, they believe that. They see that in my kids. So they've never been through that, my kids. And then they don't use bugs or anything. All these people say, "Oh, man, you guys got some cool hair. I wish I could grow it out like that," you know? And that's the thing. They're shla-shla. They look hakte. That's why, you know, they want everybody to look like that, you know? It has nothing to do with, you know, these Washichus are itko. You know what I mean? They're pure itko. And that's the thing these parents got to understand. It's a spiritual being. It is not anything to do with power or any of that stuff. It's a spiritual connection. That's what it is.
Guys,
that's why my kids, all my kids, have, it's their choice.
Go
if they want to cut it, that's up to them.
Go ahead,
what's
Wayne.
That? Okay. I just want to add in on this. I'm here. Oh, geez.
No, Larry, please.
Just because I said head, don't get all excited. I said go ahead. I mean, move on.
Okay, so the same people making these policies, okay, about cutting your hair, you know, the people making these policies are the same people, okay, who made the same policies to cut your hair back when you went to those reform schools when you were younger, okay? The people making these new policies now on this little kid, all right? What I see here is they want to relive the same event. And that's those same circumstances in which you went to school by years ago, Wombly.
Yeah, they want to bring back the old days or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is
not the Washington.
If they could bring back Wounded Knee, they would. Okay. If they could bring back the incident of Wounded Knee in 1890, they would. And they're still trying to this day.
And that's what I'm saying.
Well, well, you know, it's a good thing they didn't have the nukes. Have nukes
trying
back.
To be worse.
Hey, hold
they
on
committed
now.
Worse crimes.
Hey.
And then the deflection.
Let me wait. Hold on here. It's a good thing that we didn't have nukes. They didn't have nukes back in 1800, because they would have nuked the hell out of us. You know. There's a thing right now, I was reading today about Nevada, how a bunch of Indians in Nevada died when they were testing them nukes in Nevada. But they don't mention all the deaths, you know. That's like hush hush, you know. And those Indians over there are finally starting to come out with it, but they should have been like that, you know.
I know the answer for that. I know the answer for that. I know exactly why they don't want to come out with the actual numbers and the reason why they didn't come out and say, hey, we're responsible for this. You know why? Because, we would owe them Mazaska. We would owe some Indians some more Mazaska. We can't do that. That's exactly what's going through their head.
Yeah,
they'd have to pay out reparations.
But you see, the Indians should be doing it for the Mazaska. The Indians should have been on them from the get-go when Indians started dying. And there's still a lot of repercussions over that. You know, I was reading about, what's that guy's name, Jimmy Plunkett? He was a quarterback. His dad or his mom, one of them, had died from a sickness from those bombs. You know, I was reading about that. So, you know, the thing is, Indian people are reluctant, or I don't know what you call it, being shy or what, you know, but they didn't want to. You know, like I heard some Indian women from another tribe saying, well, we're not like that. You know, we're not that way. Well, you better get that way, because my people, Lakota, we are that way. And our women were that way. That's why a lot of things changed, because they were doing that, you know. But these other tribes, they always use that excuse. Yeah.
You know, Tanshi, these people, these white people, they hide behind the so-called Christianity. Oh, Jesus this, Jesus that. But if you look at that white man or whoever he was, the guy had long hair. And I wouldn't surprise me if his mom put braids in his hair at one time or another, you know. But yet, they want everybody to cut their hair and be baldy. Why? To us, it's a religious thing. It's a protected right. Why is it that they're trying to outlaw it? See, and Philip and his American Indian movement there in Ohio, wherever it is, this is a good cause to go protest. See, this is something that they should get involved in to protect Native Americans. This is what we're doing.
That was you in here.
Because that is who we are. That is what we are.
Yeah,
so this is something that if they know about it, they ought to get together and go down there and put that board on blast, or those people doing this, and say, hey, this is what it is. And bring Jesus Christ into it, because if that's their belief, then that man had long hair.
Yeah.
And they can't lie about it.
That's what he looks.
But those are things that these guys ought to point out over there. See?
I know.
And all the if you look at these pictures, they call the disciples, or 12 disciples, or these people that sat with them. Every one of those people in those pictures had long hair.
Yeah.
Why are they against it all of a sudden, claiming Christian?
It's like you said, because they're baldies, there's no way for them to be equal when everybody else got hair but them,
Yep. We're not hosted there.
Like you said, that's why they wear them wigs,
Yeah.
Because they all wear them wigs because they wouldn't look right if one of them, the big leader, is the one with the most baldest head, So
yeah,
they all wear the same kind of wig or something, And same way, that's why these judges all wear these black smocks, And they're the ones that ain't maturing. They're the ones that ain't evolving because it's just like Russell Means said when he talked to Congress. He said, every time you set a rule or set a standard, we live up to that standard and we move. So you don't like it. So you give us another standard, make some more laws. And we adapt to them. We adapt to everything you do, but you never adapt to your own laws,
Yep. Yep.
And that's a fact. It's like it's just like what you're saying. They tell us do this, do that, so we do it, but they can't live up to these standards they make, Now you look at their society. Out there right now, all the police, all the politicians, all the leaders, they're all trying to, now they're all growing a beard, They remember they used to always shave. Now they're starting to grow beards. And I don't know, they're weird people. That's all I got to say. Copy and imitate. Hey, they're the ones that are faddish, huh? Ain't that faddish? One of them go.
I'm sorry, but we're not the ones that are Hockstead. They are, Why do they want everybody else to look like their Hockstead butts? That doesn't make sense to me. And that's why I say we're different people. And they were born Hockstead. We weren't. And that's
2023.
There it is.
2023. And it's time for them to quit being childish. It's time for them to grow up and get with it. But how, when they're like kids with all this authority, they use all this authority to bully people with, and that authority hasn't gave them the chance to grow up. They haven't matured. They have their brain quit developing. Remember, we were talking about that the other day. It's like some I hate to call them, some breeds. They come sundance and they can't handle the hardship, the suffering, the no water, and this and that. So they dance so long, and then they right away they quit, and then they go have their own sundance because they couldn't handle the rules, you know, the way we do it. So once they left this way and went that way, they quit developing. They quit their brain, quit learning. So they're over there having sun dances, and they're over there having sweat lodges, and they're over there playing medicine man all over the country, and everybody's believing them, you know, because they sound good, but they quit learning when they left the real people, when they left the real way of life, when they couldn't handle, you know, these hardships, this, you know, this spirituality. It's not easy to walk the red road or walk with the chanupa. It's not easy. In order to do that, you have to go through the steps to do it, and one of them is not drinking, not eating, you know, and enduring and having patience. And when you don't learn it all the way, the only word I can say is you're half-assed. So the rest of your life, you're living half-assed. But everybody believes you for some reason, because you're out there where people can see you, and the real people that are doing it right, nobody sees them because they're standing where they're supposed to be. You know, these real medicine men are here helping our people. They're not running around Switzerland, running around LA and Oregon, and, you know, doing all this stuff and you know, playing big spiritual leader like you know who that just got busted last month, you know. They can't handle the real, you know, this guy's father, son that, had a son that's but wouldn't pierce. Can you imagine that? And a lot of reason, from what I understand, a lot of these movie stars, these guys who get movies, don't want to blemish their chest and go, you know, they might want to do a movie with, what do you call it, Bayfront or over there, Hawaii 5-0, where the ocean and the, you know, so they need to walk around with some trunks and they don't want to show a tore up chest, you know. But you see, people that leave too soon don't quit learning. Their education stops. And the American, when they left Europe 500 years ago, their education stopped. That's why even their English is a wicked kind of English. Their English is a slobby way to talk, you know, when they talk English. These Americans, when you go to other countries, or like England, or other, what's that?
Wait, no, we're gonna.
I thought you.
We're gonna happy
what's
birthday.
That?
We're gonna happy birthday over here, son. We're gonna eat some cake.
Okay, so what do you want?
Cake.
Okay.
See.
Yeah. So what do you? What do you want us to do? Sing you happy birthday or what?
Yeah, you could, man. That's, you know, it's up to you guys. If you guys are feeling good spirits about happy birthday
to you.
Me and Larry.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Me and Larry.
Happy birthday to Larry and Happy birthday to Larry. Let me show them. Hold on.
Me and Larry doing a jitterbug over here, man.
Hold on. Let me finish singing. Dang. I'm giving you an honor.
Me and Larry doing a jitterbug over here.
Happy birthday to you. I tried to throw the Dean Martin in it. I wanted to throw the Dean Martin in it, but you ruined it.
yeah, you ruined it.
Happy birthday to you.
Right. I was pushing Larry across the floor here, man.
Yeah, because you guys are March babies, you know, whole bunch of March babies. I didn't know all of you guys were born around the same time. That's why you're all clete.
Just a little bit, Hunchy, just a little bit, you know, not too much, just a little bit.
Okay, but for that, now you owe me. So next Christmas, you and Larry gotta come sing Christmas songs at my front porch.
Chocolate. We got a deal, Tranchi. We got a deal.
So anyway, so you guys are gonna eat cake right now, huh? Well, go ahead and eat cake.
Hey, Tranchi, what did you say?
Did you say you're eating cake or you're sitting on cake? What?
A little of both.
Okay.
Hey, what does Philip think about protesting that? Is he close there with the American Indian Movement or what? By going making his people aware that it's a freedom of religion thing. It's persecution they're trying to persecute a kid for our beliefs. See?
But he's a long way from North Carolina.
You know.
But, you know, GDC's over there, they should have been on that, you know. I heard don't they got North Carolina groups over there?
No.
I don't know. AIM groups? No.
There's AIM Tennessee or something like that that's with Indian territories.
Let me say something about that. I remember those guys from North Carolina wanted to have a AIM chapter, some real Lumbee Indians. And the Grand Governing Council, those two racists, you know, they said, nah, rah, rah, rah. You know, they were playing God with the AIM chapter. Matter of fact, they were even attacking the one guy. I remember that. You see, that's how come it's hard for me. You know, when someone moves on, it's hard to say, oh, let them go in peace. But yet they did all this damage when they were around. You know, but only nice people that see them, nice leaders, good leaders. What kind of leader denies Indians rights and denies them an opportunity to present the people, you know? So I don't care. I feel bad about it. And I know people, when I leave this world, there'll probably be people doing the funky chicken too. Well, they can have at it. I don't care. But you know what? I will never play God with anything. When you have the authority or the opportunity to help people out, they should have had an AIM chapter in North Carolina. They should have had AIM chapter up in Canada. Not just the one they chose, some non-Indian person, but some real Indians, you know? But these people want to play God of who's what. But yet, these ones that play God have alcohol problems, fall off the wagon, drunks, you know, fooling around with other, you know, having side affairs in the movement and all that, you know,
That's why I get upset, you know, and it's hard to forgive somebody. And just because somebody's not here no more, they did enough damage when they were around, you know, that it can't be fixed. Because the people they denied these ways, like to have an AIM chapter in North Carolina, they don't want it no more. They're mad at AIM. Same way with those Canadians. They don't even like, you know, all they do is give AIM a bad name. So they lose. So that's bad damage when you play God with something you have an opportunity to be. Oh, since it's like that, then you ain't gonna have a chapter, you know, because some girl wouldn't respond to him when he was giving her a duty to fulfill, and she said, I got to take care of my kid and all this. I won't be able to do that, you know. And he said, well, since it's like that, then you ain't having an AIM chapter. You see? And then these guys act like, you know, you have to live. But, yeah, in other words, like one guy, they said, he's more into his tribe than he's in with AIM. You know?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I'm definitely more proud of the Lakota than I would be for anything else. AIM has nothing to do with your tribal, with your dignity. It has nothing to do with your identity. You know, AIM isn't a tribe. It's a movement for the people, for all of us to work together to stop this injustice, like this guy, this little boy having long hair, and they're hassling him. He don't even know it. His parents are over there going through the hell. And they could have had a movement down there. They could have had chapters all over the place. And, you know, at the time, I was supporting a lot of things that was going on. Even though I had my doubts, I was supporting this. But suddenly, they got really way out playing God with the American Indian Movement's name, with the American Movement's a logo, with the American Movement's everything. And they started telling people who could wear a patch, who could be AIM, and who couldn't be AIM. Once they did that, they were playing God. And I don't care, you know. I can pity people so much, but these people pity me, and they wouldn't pity you, and they wasn't pitying the people who were trying to get, have a chapter. These guys showed up all the way down here on their own, came down here on their own money to show up for a meeting and stuff, and got slapped in the face, you know? So these people, yeah, one or two of them ain't around no more. Maybe that's better. Maybe someone will wake up. We already lost a whole lot by when they were there. When they were there, they ruined it. They stopped. Now that little boy's over there fighting for his rights and justice and don't have no backup because somebody over here was playing God with their little authority they got overnight one day, you know. He got his authority from another guy who got his authority overnight without a vote, you know, and just got passed down by somebody who they all thought had some authority. You know, that ain't how the American Indian Movement worked. The American Indian Movement didn't have no leaders like that. You know, we had men elderly, the men of wisdom, and people with a voice. But once they started saying, this guy's a leader, that guy's a leader, this guy, you ask Kip, if he wants you to have a chapter, it's up to him. You know, once you do that, you're stepped out of the native way of doing things. You became American. Yeah, I sound harsh and people will grill me or whatever, but you know, we're all going to die, right? We're all going to leave someday. You know, so what? You know, so what? So because you left, we're supposed to forget all the baloney you caused, all the trouble you made. I still got emails and complaints in my inbox of stuff where people was mad at these people for what they did. And for the women, they put down. For the sexual stuff of women when they were there, you know,
they wouldn't have
more than that. Yeah, more than that. One guy got his woman told me. His woman told me that he did something to her son, and I didn't want to believe it because I wasn't going to go that route. But I remember the day she was dying. Hey, the day she was dying, this person went to go see her, and she told him, get the F out of here.
Damn.
So she was dying, and she told him to get the F out of there. That means she really believed that this guy wasn't right. You know? But yet, Somebody else ignored that and made this guy, gave him authority. Just like the guy down in Oklahoma or someplace. Remember he was on the sex predators list for all the stuff?
Yep.
And right away they were sticking up for him. Oh, that was nothing. Mm-hmm. That was because he was with a young girl. That ain't what it was, because these women checked out the charge numbers. It was for sex for somebody under the age of 12.
Yep.
You know, and these guys, you see, wicked people run and look for shelter someplace. And being in AIM is a good shelter. Slap on that French hat and run around all macho with patches all over. And everybody don't look at you for what the hell you're doing behind closed doors. You know what I mean? And that's a problem, because we had a whole bunch of them like that. One guy was selling T-shirts and not giving the T-shirts. He just was collecting money. But why was he getting away with it so long? He was getting away with it because people, he had the... His profile picture, he had his shirt off, red bandana and sunglasses, and all these women are, you know, and I'll take 5 T-shirts, you know, and sending them money, and he's ripping them off because they don't know how to judge character, and they get easily led in the wrong direction. And when they're led in the wrong direction, you know, a lot of things happen to them. I had relatives, you know. I had a relative they dumped in Rapid City and made her hitchhike back, you know, because she was running with the wrong crew. Just because the wrong crew sounded like they were hit, like they got it together. But they're running with bikers, you know. Up there at Sturgis, you know, if they're gonna do for missing endangered women, why choose the Sturgis bike rally to do that? When the Sturgis bike rally is a place that has been known to take off with women. There was a Lakota woman they took off with, and they had her for like, or not had her. She ended up being on her own, going from biker to biker for like 5 years, you know, showed back up all tattooed up and wore out and you know, and abused, you know. And they want to go run a, have an event for missing MM, what is that, missing murdered indigenous women. They want to do that over there. That's known. That's like having the Catholics run a MMI. You know what I mean? You get my drift. I don't know all these fancy these initials and all that. MM, missing, murdered, indigenous, MMIW something, you know. But you see, people like that are easily led astray by the suave people, suave. And some of these leaders that call themselves AIM leaders, that's how they are, suave. And when they're suave, everybody believes everything they say. I remember to join in the American Indian Movement, to GGC, one of their things was you had to have a tribal affiliation, a tribal affiliation. You know what that means? That means be enrolled or something with the tribe, you know? Well, I don't expect everybody to be enrolled, but at least, you know, don't run around and start accusing, like they were accusing my niece of not even being Lakota.
Yeah. I remember
her family. Yeah. And she did rolled there and all that, you know. But
yep.
They're so
yep.
dead set and throwing smut on her, they saying she's not even Lakota. But yet the guy saying this, the guy in charge of this,
even Lakota,
has no tribal affiliation.
Yep.
One day he said he's Lipa and Apache. One day he says he's Cheyenne.
Yep.
One day he says he's this, and one day he says he's that. And he's not had no proof of any of these tribal affiliations. But yet he's holding some kind of authority with GGC. You see? So that GDC just turned out to be a bunch of baloney, because the biggest rule that I thought they had was, you know, the leaders had to be verified, you know, Indians, natives, you know, somebody running around saying I'm Cherokee this day, I'm Lipa and Apache that day, I'm Yaqui or, you know. First of all, if you don't have a connection like a lot of these people, like the guy, as plain as day, he's Indian because he's dark. So just why can't we just roll with that? I appreciate that. Yeah, this guy's an indigenous. Look at him. He's brown like me and all that. But why does he got to go start making up lies about who he is? Just like Rick Medlock from Blackfoot, he had to throw in, he's part Lakota. His dad is Lakota, and a Blackfeet is that. So, you know, they just make this stuff up to have a Native band and all this, and to wear chokers on stage and all that. You know what I mean? But when you ask them, well, who is your dad? Who is your family? They quit talking to you. They just brush you off because they're rich and they got celebrity status, you know? And that's how these guys are. They get some status in the movement where they're looked on at like a leader or an elderly or something. So anything they say flies, you know? And I don't appreciate that. When here's a little boy, Carolina, and Tanashi says, you know, and it's a fact, why doesn't the American Indian Movement go over there and be there for them? Why don't they have somebody there? You know, the reason why they don't is because the persons that could have had somebody there thought they was God, and they didn't like this guy's style, or this guy didn't bow down to them the way they wanted. So they gave the guy, you know, just shunned him, put him off, and even throwed smut on him, you know.
You know,
same way with Tanashi, like those guys from Canada, yeah.
You know, Tanashi, you know, when you look at American Indian Movement, back in the day when they were going trials in Rapid City, and there were all these so-called leaders of American Indian Movement, because of, they said it was a riot and there was bullets flying all. Every one of them was looking at 55 to life. Kunstner and those lawyers did a hell of a job because they were guests on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. They were protected by the Lakota people and their laws and their treaties. A lot of these guys would have been doing big time, but because of the Lakota people and how they stood up for all these other tribes and all these other people, even Washita people were there. They were protected by the Lakota rights. See? That's how it should be. These people that are denying these guys from being American Indian Movement and trying to, with all these badges and berets and all this other stuff, acting all, you know, bigger than everybody, that shouldn't even exist. See? Why are they doing that? If they claim to be Indian, why are they messing around? Why are they acting like a bunch of Washitos, accepting plaques from police force, trying to deny people, our brothers from Canada, an American Indian Movement chapter? And why are they taking chapters away from people that they have no right to? That's not being, we call it Wolakota. We're inclusive people. And that's why I told you about the trials in Rapid City with these people. You know, fools, all of them said that they were our guests, so they were protected by us and what we had. That's how they got by at that. These people, these so-called American Indian Movement leaders today, why are they thumping their chest, acting like somebody made them a big something? Why do you treat your own people that way? You're losing your Indian people when you do that. That's why I told Philip, keep doing what you're doing. To me, you're American Indian Movement. Don't worry about those guys. Oh. If they got questions, they could call me. I know who I am. And I ain't afraid to tell them. You know, it's all of us. And things like what this little boy is going through, things like that should be protected because those are our children. See, give that boy a good example of what American Indian Movement is about. And what it stands for, instead of sitting over there denying people chapters, you know, trying to be big with, trying to act like these Washitos and the way they are. That mentality's got to get out of there. And that GGC's got to look at that. They got to look at themselves. They ain't nobody. And the more people they include and the more people they're kind to and the more people they pull in, the more respect they gain. They'll never gain anything by the way they're acting. That's not the way. You ain't no big wheel. You know, I see a lot of these guys do that. They weaponize American Indian Movement, trying to look down on others. I'm more aimed than you. That's not how it works. That's why Leonard Crowdog used to say, it takes all of us for American Indian Movement. It's not just one group or one chapter. It's all of us. These native Lakota people in the United States, they shouldn't deny anybody from starting up an American Indian Movement chapter for the for the benefit of all Indian people. And if you're Mexican, look at yourself. Even if you don't know where you're from, your ancestors don't stop. They were native somewhere. A Mexican is a Spaniard speaking Indian from across the border. What are they ashamed of? Think about these things, you know, and find out who you are, who you're related to across the border in Mexico. There's natives down there, a lot of them, and they're called Mexicans. But the Spaniard is a European country. That's another European language. And that's the thing, the same thing they did over here. A lot of these tribes, they can't even speak their own language because of assimilation. These things, this American Indian movement, they got to set a better example of who they are instead of hating on people. You know, just like when they went down south for that tortilla plats or whatever. The reason why they didn't want American Indian movement down there was because they said they go down there and they act like they're big chiefs and do all these things and say all these things. But when shit hits the fan, they disappear and leave the little people hanging. That was something that they said, and that's not how it should be. If you get behind them instead of trying to lead them, you'll be a lot better off. American Indian movement, it takes all of us. And these guys got to understand that. That's who we are. You know, and these are things that are true. And GGC and them, why are they accepting the thin blue line into their organization by putting up their plaques? When they should take a plaque from Tlunchi and hang it on their wall for telling the truth. That's more honorable to me because Tlunchi is telling the truth. He's a bigger man than those cops that are giving these little pieces of metal and wood to decorate all shinied up to make these guys feel like, you know, oh, now you're snitches. And they're all proud of that. I'd rather take some that Tlunchi gives me and hang it on the wall and say that my country gave me that and be proud of it because it's true. Why are we keeping our own people away from who we are? Like you said, they created more enemies by denying these people, American Indian movement, kicking people out. That's not how it works. We're all Dakota, we're all native people. And we should be proud of that, and we should help each other stand together. Because in your community, somebody knows you, and somebody knows who you are and what you're about. Any one of these Indian communities, even up in Canada, they should have been more than happy to give those guys a chapter. Even down south, same thing. They should have did everything they could to get that chapter going. And in L.A., taking that one away from somebody because they were unhappy with the service. That's shameful as hell. That woman has kids. It's an honor to respect that woman and what she's doing. She's a mother. Women are sacred. What is wrong with these people with GGC? Then they want to act all sacred. They want to, oh, I'm this, I'm that. That's not what it is. We're all Unshika people. We're all pitiful people. And like I say, they shouldn't have did that to that woman. They should have respected that woman and her kid because she was prioritizing her kid. That's her responsibility. What they were asking for wasn't needed at the time. They could have put that on a back burner and told her, you're doing a good job. But they didn't do that. They're acting just like these Washichus. Come and suck my that kind, you know. That's what they were saying. And that's not right, you know. They wanted to get in on this bun time, you know what I mean? Like Tlunchi said, you know. But that's not how it is. We shouldn't be like that. And all these people, like I say, that kid fighting to keep his hair, that should be priority because there is a spiritual attachment to that, freedom of religion. Things like that should be brought to the open. You know, things like that should be brought open and shared with people, shared with the Indian communities. It should be something we're proud of.
Tlunchi, let them. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to ask this one question. You know, that North Carolina school system, they want to sit there and pick on that one little Indian kid about his hair. How come the North Carolina school government or North Carolina state itself, why don't they go after those Jewish students with the long side curls in their hair? You know, I've seen a lot of Jewish men walk around, students go around with their side curls, you know, all along. But, you know, they want to pick on one Indian kid.
Yeah, well, that's how they are. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You see, it's like we just have to learn to walk different than everybody else because there's no way we can change those people, you know. We don't need to cut our hair. But we need to know how to justify why we have long hair. We can't say we have long hair because we go to powwows. You know, we need to know how to defend ourselves, you know. And then the other thing is that school's doing that, you know, they should just say, hey, you know what, go to court, take your kid out of school and put him someplace else and file a lawsuit on him. Nobody's forced to be in a school. You can go to another school if you have to. I know they go by districts and all of that, but there's a way around it, you know? And I just don't go for all that, what they say. But like the parents, he has long hair because he's Indian, right? He has long hair because he goes to powwows, right? But what about the real reason why we have long hair? Not just us. It just ain't a Lakota thing. It's all the tribes in these continents that know that. All the tribes know that. So what is it, you know? You know what I mean? What is it? So, in the meantime, we have to be careful how we walk because that Pope, he ain't going to change that doctrine of discovery. And the U.S. ain't going to take that off their constitution. They're not going to do that. And that Deb Haaland, she ain't worried about it. She ain't worried about it whether they leave it in or take it out. You know, Leonard Peltier still been in there 46 years later. You know, that is no issue with people. They don't care. That issue of Leonard being locked up is only an issue when you look at, it's just a handful compared to all the Indians in all the reservations and all over. Leonard Peltier has more non-Indian supporters than he has Indian supporters.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple. There's some Lakotas that were putting him down, you know. He's guilty. Rah, rah, rah. How do they know he's guilty? They was only 7 years old when it happened, you know. You see, Leonard isn't trying to win no popularity contest. And by mentioning Leonard's name, isn't trying to win a popularity contest for Leonard. What it is it's justice. You know, here's an Indian locked up. When they're letting people out left and right for killing police and everything else, you know, they're letting them out, dropping charges, you know. And Leonard, that nobody even will even go that. They act like it's a shameful thing to stand up for Leonard, you know, Leonard. But Facebook isn't the battlefield. Facebook is just Facebook.
Yep.
Years ago, we didn't have Facebook. When those guys were in Wounded Knee in 1973, there was no Facebook.
Yep.
When the American Indian Movement started in 1968, There was no Facebook. They didn't need Facebook to get support. But people act like Facebook, you better put it on your profile, you know. Put this on your profile, you know. Oh, you know, I've been kicked out of Twitter for more than 10 years. Twitter ain't no place to try to fight for justice either. The only way to fight for justice is show up, you know. I mean, like I said, this kid in North Carolina, we're here in South Dakota, Wimbers in Vacaville, Phillips in Cleveland. Where I don't know where you're at, Wayne. Where you at? Bum shit, Iowa.
I'm in Dayton. I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. And
3 hours from Phillips.
You see? It's 3 hours from where? From Phillips. But yet, from Dayton, Ohio to North Carolina is a long stretch. But we had, there's Indians down there that I know, and they're not organized because when they could have got organized, somebody just, you know, slapped them in the face. You see? So they just go about their business and probably don't even know about this news with this kid, you know? But how come I didn't see no GGC people mentioning this kid, you know, and this news, I don't know if I sent you a link, Toshi and Wayne, I sent you a link too. It's new news. It's like just happening, you know, it's not something, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just happening is what I'm saying. So I guess, yeah. Oh, you read it on CNN, Wayne?
That's correct.
And when did this happen from what you know?
The CNN news article was reported 2 days ago.
Okay. So I'm not talking about when CNN news. I'm talking about when did this deal happen? When is this going on? Is it a current thing? From what I understand, it's a current thing. Wayne?
Yes, it's a current thing. And supposedly that ACLU is involved, and that's why it's getting traction in the headlines.
Yeah, you see, ACLU is on it more than the Indians. You know? And you look at some of the AIM chapters comments and stuff, they're off on their own trip. They're off on their own personal ego trips. I look at Nevada AIM pictures. I look at all these pictures from different AIM chapters. These guys taking pictures got real mean faces, giving gang signs, you know, giving those signs with their fingers, you know, trying to look, you know, what the hell? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, it's pretty bad deal what's going on right now. And you know, we're going to have to get ready pretty soon here and head out, you know, but I just think that it's, kind of rough when we don't have the troops or the manpower where it needs to be, you know, when before, you see, that's what happens when we put our trust in a certain group of people thinking they're going to handle this and that when they, you know, when, yeah, sure, when they had George Floyd there, they was all active because they live in Minneapolis, you know, because they live there. Sure, they was going out in the streets at night saying, yeah, I'm defending the people. They live right there. You know, that ain't nothing.
Crazy.
Yeah, since I got handed this big position for leading AIM, I've been fighting for it here in Minneapolis. How? You live there. All you do is walk out your door and you're in that deal there.
Yep.
You know, it's easy to live someplace and then act like you're fighting right there. How about the real battle?
Yep.
You know, and that's why I was talking to Tanashi and people, you know, that are over there fighting for, they're complaining about the tribe. Oh, the tribe this, the tribe that. Here's another guy, his tribe. Oh, the tribe this, the tribe that. Here's a girl over there. Oh, the tribe this and the tribe that. Well, life is a lot bigger than that.
Yeah.
That's why we try to represent the indigenous people of the world. You know? I mean, even mentioning this little boy in North Carolina, are they mentioning it? Where are they at mentioning it? They're so lousy, they won't even put in their 2 cents to come up here. They didn't even come up here to promo Wounded Knee Memorial the last time. You see, they'll sure jump on a white boy's radio show. They'll sure jump on a white boy's TV show, you know. They'll sure jump on that one Zoom, you know, where that guy from that Zoom, who runs that Zoom over there in Minnesota, when he was here at Wounded Knee, he was talking about, yeah, I thought we could fly the flag. What kind of guy is that? He said, I thought we could fly the flag because we took it in Little Bighorn. I said, you didn't take it in Little Bighorn. Who the hell are you? You know? This guy lives way over there, got a fingernail of Indian probably, if he does, and talking about we took it. And that has nothing to do with flying the flag. You know, the whole thing with that flag, there's the fact is our people, the Lakotas, took that flag from Custer, you know, and they took, they downed Custer. That's a fact. But the other fact that people run around with is they use that for a reason to fly that flag, when the real reason they fly it is because they're American.
Now, try to be patriotic.
They're American. Yeah.
That's what
they're
it is.
Patriotic Americans. But if you jam them up for flying that flag, what do they say? Like this guy, oh, we won that flag. You didn't win that flag because they're still flying it at the White House. If you won that flag, they wouldn't be flying it at the White House.
Yep.
If you won that flag, they wouldn't be flying it at the Capitol building or the Capitol of South Dakota or North Carolina or wherever. They wouldn't be flying it at these military bases. So don't tell me that's your flag. It's still theirs.
Yep.
And you're flying it for them. So don't come around to that. Anyway, yeah, it's good to be a little proud and this and that and all that, but you know what? Anyway, looks like it's been fun, but we got to run. Sorry for missing you out there, whoever you were last week, you know. I hope you ain't all, you know, still a chico out there.
A bag, a chico bag.
Yeah. Anyway, any last comments? Philip, you got any comments or what?
Really, really good show.
Oh, well, stay. Good to hear your voice. I thought your lips went to sleep.
No.
I could tell when my brother was sleepy because he didn't say all right. He said, all right. what did I say? You know, desperate. Get desperate.
Really desperate.
Yeah.
What about you, Wade? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, good show tonight. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, here's the thing before you guys go. Keep being right where you're at, you know. Don't give up. And you know what? Hang in there. Don't the wrong people get in your way or tell you something different. You know, I ain't telling you what to do. We don't tell you what to do. Your life is at your choosing. But sharing facts and reality.
Yep.
Yeah, sharing facts and reality is what we try to do. Facts
well, I'm
going to
have some facts and reality. I'm going to have some facts and reality for you guys next week.
Ahoo. That's a good thing. That
what
is
are you
a good
do,
thing.
Rob a bank?
No, I'm compiling some information about some stuff going on here in Ohio.
I'm really desperate to hear you.
Yeah, we're desperate. Yeah, we're desperate. I hope it ain't got nothing to do with Japan.
No.
And I hope you ain't talking about somebody that's really ugly. Ugly.
No.
You know?
Ugly. Really ugly.
Yeah. Really ugly. Yeah. Yeah, when you guys come down to the rest, you hear our accent, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah. Some guy was making fun of the way he says eggs, and he said that I say eggs.
Egg.
You know, he was making
egg.
Fun of the way I say eggs. You know, you got any eggs? You know, they say you got any eggs? I say, how many eggs you want? You know?
There you go.
All right. Well, we better head out, Toshi, or you take over.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll say a prayer and we'll close it now. Pat Kunkashla, Kaypia Wongla, Kunkigilist and Punkot Kunkashla. I won't go like all the new yet, Yostian, at Kunkashla, Tomo's Tostum kitchen. Mitaki to take the loyal Glenna Yohila Tunkashla, left at the witch hikes, Wuchik, Chimich, Alkyoko, Onkia Piet Tunkashla, Chasun Shika Huncha, Punkot Tunkashla, Nishnola Woyaki Chunke Nietzsche, Akimushi Shahoich Chapel, left at the Tunkashla, Yuha, to take the Lunkoyan Glenna, which chose on me, Chaunitila Pelot Tunkash, Usunkulapo, how Mitakias.
Oh, and good night. Everybody and everybody out there, thanks John Davis for tuning in to us, and we'll be seeing you next week. Talk shop.
You know, your son should die at all. We'll be right back. Helyen vetsük, innen a Top Shop Petrology Jüskén, aki vonkis sikrakoktól.